At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. This time, we're going to try and unpack this this wild letter that was sent to the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Yeah, this one is definitely a doozy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Definitely do.
It goes from, you know, like dream home to total nightmare.
Yeah.
And I think it'll be interesting to kind of dig in and see, you know, like what's the psychology behind this type of neighbor conflict.
Yeah, I think one of the things that really stood out to me was how this, you know, seemingly ordinary desire for peace and quiet can escalate so dramatically.
Right.
And it really highlights those power dynamics and psychological tactics that are often at play.
Like you started out your letter, you know, painting a picture of finding that like perfect pet friendly townhouse.
Yeah.
You know, and then the no smoking policy is like icing on the cake.
Yeah.
You know, after dealing with smoky neighbors before, this feels like a real victory.
It's that initial sense of relief of having dodged a bullet.
Right.
That makes the subsequent conflict even more jarring.
Right.
You know, you've carefully chosen this place, believing you've finally found your sanctuary.
And then that faint whiff of cigarette smoke starts creeping in. Mm-hmm. You know, it's subtle at first, but then you realize, oh my gosh, my upstairs neighbor is smoking indoors.
Right.
You know, blatantly disregarding the building's rules.
Yeah, what's going on there?
Yeah. I mean, they must know they're breaking the rules.
It's possible that they simply don't care.
Right.
Which speaks to a lack of consideration for others.
Right.
But it could also be a deliberate power play.
Oh.
A way of asserting dominance and testing boundaries.
Oh.
By flaunting the rules, they're sending a clear message.
Interesting.
I do what I want, regardless of the consequences.
And initially, you tried to address the smoking in a really reasonable way.
Right.
You know, you're speaking directly to your neighbor, reporting it to management, mm-hmm. even leaving those friendly reminder notes.
Yeah.
Hoping for an easy fix, right?
Okay, right.
Just like a simple conversation to clear the air.
That's a very common approach.
Yeah.
Especially for people who value harmony and avoid confrontation.
Right.
It's based on the assumption that the other person is simply unaware or forgetful.
Yeah.
But as we see in your story, this strategy can backfire.
Yeah.
Especially when dealing with someone who thrives on conflict.
Because instead of cooperation, you get retaliation.
Retaliation.
And it starts subtly with those 4 a.m. door slams.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not talking about just closing the door, but slamming it.
The slamming.
Yeah. Yeah. It's jarring.
Right.
It's disruptive. And it's clearly intentional.
This is a classic example of what we call passive-aggressive behavior.
Mm.
It's a way of expressing hostility indirectly.
Right.
Often through these subtle acts of sabotage or annoyance.
Okay.
They might deny any malicious intent if confronted.
Right.
But the underlying message is clear.
Oh, yeah.
You're bothering me and I'm going to make you pay.
It's so infuriating.
Oh, it is.
And the slamming gets even worse after you politely ask them to keep it down. Oh. It's like they're deliberately pushing your buttons.
They are. They perceive your reasonable request as a challenge to their authority.
Right.
And their response is to escalate the behavior.
Oh.
Asserting their dominance and control over the situation.
Really?
This is a common pattern in these types of conflicts.
And then the hallway becomes a dumping ground for their trash.
Yeah.
Soda cans, food wrappers, you name it.
Oh.
It's so disrespectful, not just to you, but to like, you know, the shared space you both inhabit.
Right. This speaks to a lack of boundaries and a sense of entitlement.
Uh-huh.
They see no issue with imposing their mess on others.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like they're testing you.
Oh.
Seeing how much you'll tolerate before pushing back.
Interesting. So they're testing the waters.
Yeah.
Then there's the incident a couple of days before Thanksgiving.
Right.
this mysterious puddle by your door.
A puddle.
I mean, who leaves a puddle?
I know.
And it sits there all day.
Uh-huh.
So you leave another note, you know, asking them to clean up after themselves, hoping to appeal to their sense of, you know, basic hygiene.
Basic decency.
Right. Exactly.
And their reaction is a clear indication that reason and politeness aren't going to work here.
Oh.
They take your note.
Yeah.
The one asking for basic decency.
Oh, right.
Pair it up.
Oh, my God.
And toss it into the very puddle they refuse to clean.
Wow.
It's a blatant act of defiance and disrespect.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
And that night, things take a really dark turn.
Oh.
They start banging on your door, yelling threats, even threatening to kick it down.
Oh, yeah.
You're inside terrified, clutching your phone, ready to call the police.
This is a huge red flag.
Yeah.
We've gone from passive-aggressive annoyance,
right,
to outright aggression and intimidation.
Oh.
Their goal is to instill fear
and
make you feel unsafe in your own home.
And the note that they slip under your door, "This isn't slavery, lady. Deal with it or move out," is just mind-boggling. Yeah. What are they even trying to say with that?
It's a classic manipulation tactic. Minimizing their behavior.
Right.
While simultaneously shifting the blame onto you.
Oh, I see.
They're trying to make you feel guilty.
Right.
For expecting basic respect and consideration.
Yeah.
It's a way of gaslighting you.
Oh.
Making you question your own sanity and the validity of your complaints.
It's like they're trying to twist the narrative.
Right.
And make you feel like the unreasonable one.
Exactly.
For daring to speak up.
Exactly.
And at this point, the situation has escalated from annoying to genuinely disturbing.
Exactly. And this incident highlights a crucial point.
Mm-hmm.
When someone is determined to make your life miserable.
Right.
Reason and politeness are often ineffective.
Mm.
They simply view it as weakness and exploit it to their advantage.
So what happens next? Does it get any better?
Oh.
Because at this point, I'm honestly worried for your safety.
Right, yeah.
This is where things get really kind of bizarre, almost unbelievable.
Right.
You mentioned a Facebook post in your letter.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
It's understandable that feeling overwhelmed and frustrated, you'd turn to social media for support.
Right.
Maybe hoping for advice on handling the situation or just needing to vent and find some validation.
Yeah, I imagine the responses were quite a mix.
Exactly.
People love a good neighbor drama story.
Exactly.
But instead of garnering sympathy or helpful advice,
right,
the post attracted the attention of your upstairs neighbor.
Oh.
And instead of, you know, showing remorse or offering an apology,
right,
they chose to respond publicly.
Oh, wow.
Escalating the conflict in a whole new way.
A whole new level.
So not only are they harassing you in person,
right,
but now they're dragging your name through the mud online.
Publicly.
Yeah, that adds a whole other layer of complexity to the situation.
This is unfortunately a common tactic.
Really?
Among individuals who engage in these types of conflicts.
Okay.
They often lack the self-awareness to recognize their own wrongdoing.
Yeah.
And instead project blame onto others.
Oh.
By publicly accusing you and twisting the narrative.
Right.
They aim to discredit you in the eyes of others.
Right.
And gain a sense of control.
It's like they're trying to turn the tables, make themselves out to be the victim, and paint you as the aggressor.
Exactly.
And in a public forum like social media,
right, yeah,
that can be incredibly damaging.
It's a classic example of what psychologists call gaslighting.
Okay.
Manipulating someone into questioning their own sanity,
right,
and perceptions.
Yeah.
And when it plays out online, it can have a devastating impact on a person's reputation and emotional well-being.
So what can someone do when they find themselves in a situation like this?
Right.
How do you deal with a neighbor who's weaponizing social media against you?
First and foremost, prioritize your safety and mental health.
Okay.
This kind of online harassment can be incredibly stressful and emotionally draining.
Right.
Limit your exposure to their posts and comments.
Okay.
You don't need to subject yourself to that negativity.
Mm-hmm. It's a good reminder that you have the power to control what you consume online.
Exactly.
You don't have to engage with every comment or argument.
Exactly.
And while it's tempting to defend yourself or fire back,
right,
it's often more effective to just disengage.
Right.
Remember, the person engaging in this behavior thrives on attention and conflict.
Exactly.
So by refusing to play their game, you're taking away their power.
You're taking away their power.
So even though it feels counterintuitive,
right,
sometimes the best defense is no defense at all.
Exactly.
Okay, so don't feed the trolls.
Don't feed the trolls.
Instead, gather your evidence and report the abuse to the appropriate authorities.
To the appropriate authorities.
And, of course, seek support from trusted friends.
Absolutely.
Family members or a therapist.
Absolutely.
You don't have to go through this alone.
Absolutely.
And remember, documenting everything is crucial.
Documenting everything.
Not just for social media.
Right.
But for every incident in this ongoing saga. You mentioned the police were eventually called.
Yes.
Was that a turning point?
It seemed like a major turning point.
Yeah.
Going from, you know, passive aggressive notes to actual threats of violence.
Yeah. Calling the police must have felt like a last resort.
It's a significant escalation.
Right.
And it underscores the severity of the situation.
Yeah.
When you no longer feel safe in your own home.
Yeah.
Reaching out to law enforcement is a necessary step to protect yourself.
So the police arrive.
Right.
But do they actually help? Do things calm down after that?
There's often a temporary reprieve.
Okay.
But sadly, as you experienced, it's rarely a permanent solution.
Right.
Individuals who engage in this pattern of behavior often see the lack of serious consequences as a green light to continue their harassment.
So even with the police involved,
right,
the nightmare continued.
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh my gosh, this just keeps getting worse.
You described continued parking issues, loud music, trash deliberately dumped in front of your door.
Yeah.
And then that truly bizarre incident with the turkey carcass.
Wait, a turkey carcass?
Yes.
Seriously?
A half-eaten turkey carcass
left
on the shared porch.
Oh my God.
It's a clear escalation from simple annoyance to a deliberate attempt to create a disgusting and unsanitary environment for you.
It's almost comical in its absurdity.
Right.
But it also highlights the depths of their pettiness.
Right.
And the lengths they were willing to go to make your life miserable.
It speaks to a disturbing lack of empathy.
Wow.
And a willingness to inflict harm on others.
Right.
Even in such a bizarre and unnecessary way.
It's like they were trying to outdo themselves with each new act of pettiness.
And that speaks to a crucial point.
Yeah.
Individuals who engage in these behaviors often drive a sense of satisfaction from the distress they cause others.
Mm.
They feed off the drama and chaos they create.
So you're dealing with constant noise, harassment, even disgusting messes. You're understandably feeling trapped and unsafe.
Right.
What do you do next?
You made another smart move by installing a Ring camera.
Right.
Hoping to catch this behavior on video.
Yeah.
And have concrete evidence.
Right.
It seems like the next logical step in trying to protect yourself.
Yeah. Having video proof could be crucial in getting management or the police to take this seriously, right?
You would think so.
Yeah.
But your neighbor, the defiant rule breaker, found a way around it.
They disabled the camera, smashed it. I'm almost afraid to ask.
They took a simpler, yet equally infuriating approach.
Okay.
Simply flipping the camera off whenever they were doing something they knew they shouldn't.
It's like they were always one step ahead, finding new ways to torment you and evade accountability.
Right.
I'm starting to see why you called them a nightmare neighbor.
It's a fitting title.
Yeah.
They seem to thrive on conflict and control, and they're incredibly skilled at pushing boundaries and finding new ways to get into your skin.
But it can't go on forever.
Right.
There has to be some resolution to this story.
Right.
Management can't just let this continue indefinitely.
Yeah.
So what happened? We've been exploring this really wild saga with this nightmare neighbor.
It's a wild one.
And it really, you know, highlights how quickly things can escalate.
Yeah.
From like a minor annoyance
to
a situation that really impacts your safety and well-being.
Right.
But before we wrap up, I think it's crucial to talk about the light at the end of the tunnel.
Right.
So what happened next?
You were finally issued an eviction notice for the neighbor.
Oh.
This must have felt like a huge victory.
Oh, yeah.
A sign that maybe.
Yeah.
Just maybe. The nightmare was finally coming to an end.
A glimmer of hope.
Right.
But as we've learned with this story, things are never that straightforward.
Right. And this is where understanding the legal side of things becomes crucial.
Yeah.
Eviction laws can be complex, varying significantly from state to state.
Right.
Even with documented evidence of harassment and lease violations.
Right.
There's no guarantee of a swift resolution.
So even when you've done everything
right,
you know, kept records, reported incidents, involved the authorities.
Yeah.
The system doesn't always work as quickly or efficiently as you'd hope.
Exactly.
Right.
Landlords have to follow specific legal procedures.
Uh-huh.
And tenants have rights that need to be respected, right, even when they're behaving badly.
Yeah.
This can be incredibly frustrating for someone who's just trying to live in peace.
Yeah, of course.
But it's important to understand the legal framework,
right,
within which these disputes play out.
And in your case, the neighbor managed to avoid eviction at the last minute.
Oh, no.
Paying off their rent balance on the very day they were supposed to move out.
Oh, wow.
It's like a cruel punchline to an already absurd story.
It's devastating.
Yeah.
And it highlights a crucial point. Sometimes, despite our best efforts,
right,
the situation doesn't improve as quickly or easily as we'd like.
Yeah.
And that's when we need to shift our focus, mm-hmm, from trying to change the other person,
okay,
to prioritizing our own well-being.
Because let's be real, this level of constant stress and harassment,
right,
takes a serious toll on your mental and emotional health.
Absolutely.
It's not sustainable in the long run.
Absolutely. And that's where self-care becomes essential.
Okay.
It's not about pampering yourself.
Right.
It's about actively taking steps to protect your mental and emotional health.
Mm.
It's about creating boundaries.
Okay.
And prioritizing activities that bring you joy.
Yeah.
Reduce stress.
Right.
And help you reclaim a sense of peace.
What kind of things are we talking about here? Because when you're in the thick of it,
right,
it can be hard to even know where to start.
It can be as simple as making time for a walk in nature.
Mm.
Listening to calming music.
Okay.
Practicing meditation or engaging in a hobby you love.
Mm. Yeah.
It's about reconnecting with yourself.
Right.
And finding those small moments of peace amidst the chaos.
It's easy to let those things slide when you're feeling overwhelmed.
Right.
But it sounds like they're even more crucial.
Absolutely.
During times of stress.
Absolutely.
It's about replenishing your emotional reserves.
Exactly. And don't underestimate the power of professional support. Mm-hmm. Talking to a therapist,
right,
can provide you with valuable tools and coping mechanisms,
right,
to manage anxiety, set healthy boundaries, and process the complex emotions that arise from these types of situations.
Because sometimes you need that objective perspective,
right,
that expert guidance,
right,
to navigate these challenging emotions and develop effective coping strategies.
Absolutely. Yeah. And remember,
yeah,
there are many people who have faced similar situations with difficult neighbors.
Right.
Online support groups and forums,
yeah,
can provide a sense of community and shared experience.
Okay.
Reminding you that you're not alone in this.
It's a reminder that even in the darkest moments,
yeah,
even when it feels like you're up against a brick wall,
right,
there are people out there who understand,
yeah,
and can offer support and encouragement.
And that's such a vital message to leave with our listener today.
Yeah.
You've shown incredible strength and resilience.
Yeah.
Throughout this ordeal, you've documented, reported, and sought help.
Right.
You've advocated for yourself and your right to peace.
And sometimes the bravest and most self-compassionate act,
right,
is knowing when to walk away from a situation that is no longer serving you.
Right.
Even if it feels like a defeat.
You are not defined by this experience.
Right.
You are a strong, capable individual,
yeah,
who deserves to live in a safe and peaceful environment.
Right.
And whether that means continuing to fight for your current home or choosing to move on,
right,
remember that you have the power to create a better future for yourself.
It has been a heavy deep dive today.
It has.
But I hope it's left you with a sense of hope and empowerment.
Yeah.
You're not alone. And there are resources and support systems available.
Absolutely.
To help you navigate these challenging situations. We're rooting for you.
Yeah.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.